Well, I'm joining a great law firm as a partner. It's Orrick Herrington Sutcliffe, a firm that started in San Francisco and now has offices around the world, including a great office in Seattle. And I'm joining them in part because I'd like to do some work for Microsoft, and they're one of Microsoft's preferred providers. So I'll be working for Microsoft, Amazon.com, Expedia, and other terrific companies around the Northwest.
What was it about your work as Attorney General that may have prepared you for this move?
Well, as you know, I did a lot of work in the technology field, trying to protect consumers from internet fraud and scams, working with technology companies to develop strategies to go after scammers. And in doing that, built some very good collaborative relationships with technology companies. And now they want me to work for them, representing them on issues like data privacy and internet security. They're threatened by internet security breaches like everyone else is, and data privacy is a huge issue. You know, you have companies like Microsoft that believe privacy still matters to consumers, and other large companies that earn most of their revenues from advertising based on what websites we visit, so forth. And they think privacy is obsolete. So you have two really strong contrasting views, and I look forward to working for companies that believe privacy still matters to all of us.
Is this a short-term option? I know a lot of state Republicans would love to have you return to politics at some time in the future.
Well, it's unlikely I'll run for office again in the next 2 to 4 years, but certainly will stay involved in politics, supporting other terrific candidates, and also just working to help the Republican Party strengthen itself, not only in our state, but nationally. In fact, I'm meeting with a group of national Republicans in the near future to talk about what we need to do to increase the success of our candidates in our state and across the country.
And as you have a party that in some ways is searching for an identity, what can the Republican Party do to strengthen itself?
I think that we need to remember it's a big tent that we have here, that Republicans of different stripes are welcome, whether they're a moderate, conservative, libertarian, and we also need to focus on communications and make sure that voters know where their values align with the values of Republicans and Republican candidates. You know, for example, there were over 400,000 voters last fall who voted in favor of Initiative 1185 to restrict state tax increases, but also voted for the other candidate for governor who strongly opposed that measure. So clearly there was a disconnect there, and that's the kind of issue that, you know, calls out for Republicans to improve their communication.
And just briefly, where does the Tea Party fit into all of this?
Well, you know, it's a group of people who are very concerned about the fiscal state of our country. It's quite a mixed group, actually much more mixed than people generally recognize who are not familiar with them. And I think that the tent has to be big enough to accommodate those who support core Republican principles. And, you know, those conversations have to go on as well. All political parties are coalitions, after all, and if you don't have a coalition which is broad enough, you can't be successful.